Hi, friends. This lesson is my favorite. We're talking about self-care. People get a lot of things wrong about this. We tend to view self-care as a luxury, but it's not. It's a necessity. Self-care is basically taking care of our own energy. Sometimes that involves pampering yourself, but most of the time it's getting enough sleep. It's drinking enough water. It's taking time alone when you need to reboot. It's feeding yourself nourishing meals. It's stepping back from a spiral and taking a step in a new direction. For some reason, we think it's a good idea to take better care of our cars than we do our bodies. We have this whole maintenance schedule with our cars. We set alarms to make sure that we get an oil change, even though we're running on 4 hours of sleep that day. We fill it up with top-grade gas right before driving through a McDonald's drive-thru. Why do we do that? Because no one teaches us otherwise. It is not your fault. So, let's go through the basics. How do you develop a self-care routine? First, lay out your non-negotiables. A great start is just making sure your mind and body are given what they need to thrive, not just survive. Here are some of mine. Drinking enough water throughout the day. I shoot for 48 ounces or more. Listening to my body and checking in with myself. Not eating past being full or not eating emotionally. Feeding myself wholesome, nourishing food, mostly veggies. My daily meditation in my nook. Getting enough sleep. I've actually been trying to match my circadian rhythms, so I've been going to bed earlier, then allowing myself to wake up naturally without an alarm. It's been glorious. One of the things that I've added recently has been trying to actually wind down at night. Part of that's included new blue light glasses. Read about them. They're awesome. It still hasn't quite become a habit, but I'm trying, and that's all you can hope for. And drinking tea at night instead of wine. Okay, truth, I freaking love wine, so wine was one of my rewards, and then this year I've been killing it in life. Seriously, I am more proud of 2018 than any year of my life, and 95% of it really is all because of these things that I'm sharing in this course. But anyways, I was rewarding with wine too much. I started realizing I don't need wine almost every night, so I reviewed, reflected, and made an action plan. So again, look at all of this like a toolbox, and use these methods consistently to make progress. Now, when you put your self-care plan into action, start by picking one thing that feels accessible, or one thing that you're most excited about. That way, it's more likely to become an actual consistent routine. Okay, and lastly, I have to address this. It's funny because lately self-care almost seems to be trending. There's articles about it all over the place. Or it could just be the stuff that I follow online, who knows. But I see women posting about how they feel guilty about not focusing enough on self-care. And that helps no one. It's shame. It's actually the opposite of self-love. So if you fall out of your self-care habit, have compassion for yourself and just pick it back up. Do what you can. It takes time to develop a new routine sometimes, so expect that. Now for your reward self-care list. These are things that you know can shift your energy or be a little pick-me-up when you're down. These can be the luxury things if you want. The reason you should keep a list that you can access easily is because when your frequency is low, it's hard to even think of things in a high frequency. So you want to just be able to pick up your list or glance at it on the wall or whatever and just pick one that you can handle. Sometimes when I'm really down, things that I usually love sound terrible. So that's why you want a longer list here. It's your emergency stash. Share your non-negotiables and your favorite self-care reward methods in the Facebook group. Help get each other's juices flowing. Now, congratulate yourself for giving your mind a lot of love this week. The weekend's tomorrow, so let yourself indulge a little bit. You have your list ready. You deserve it. You've done a lot this week. Your weekend activity this week is just getting outside. There won't be an audio for weekend activities, and you don't have to do them, but I recommend keeping your momentum flowing. I've also written out the reasons for each weekend activity because understanding why or how things work actually overcomes a mindset block. You have to realize that something's valuable and relevant and that it works in your mind, and then the body will start to naturally fall in line. Have fun, and I'll see you Monday.